It's now time once again for an all-new episode of The Cody Springer Show. This podcast is real, raw, uncensored, sometimes gritty, sometimes thought-provoking. This is a life podcast.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. This is episode number 127. Today is December 11th of 2021. Yeah, we're getting closer to Christmas. And so holiday season is here. It's upon us. And I told you guys yesterday on my Instagram story that today's podcast might anger some people. But the thing about it is, I'm not here to please anybody. I mean, yeah, I want you guys to listen to podcasts and enjoy them and be intrigued by what I'm bringing you. But at the same time, I'm not here to please anybody. You know, sometimes I'm going to have to rock the boat with some of the stuff I talk about. And if that ruffles some feathers from time to time, then so be it. But on today's episode, I'm going to be giving you my unpopular opinions. Now, some of you might agree with them. Some of you might totally agree. But some of you might be offended or disagree with what I say. I'm here to give you guys my unpopular opinions on things. And yeah, I mean, it's just as simple as that. All right, guys, I got a song of the episode for you. This is coming from Records Broken here. This was produced by James RT. I'm not sure how you pronounce the last name. But yeah, James RT. The track's called Balling. It was co-produced by him and Latant Beats. And it was featuring Master C. Duplat and Boy MBN. As you guys know, I worked with Master C and Boy MBN on the track Trying to Find Myself from my EP, and you know that was a great track. But yeah, this is Balling, James RT, Latin Beats, Master C, Boy MBN. Here we go.
My homie, we ballin'. Got couple of honeys, they call me, but I do not want them. I need all this paper, the hundreds. Yeah, my homie, we ballin'. Oh yeah, we allin'. Oh yeah, we stormin'. The drip is dissolving. We got the name on the map, we markin'. They gon' be sleepin', the boys gon' be poppin'. We gonna pop straight from the top. NBA, don't really talk. You know what the blood? We in the rap line. Yeah, cutting the weeds in the crops. Yeah, either you in it or rather you're not. Man, there is no different. Just stick it. Yeah, we got the mercy, the conscience is dark. 2021, we about to do a lot. These rappers, yeah, they're falling, they're stuck in the bottom. They fall like it's autumn, I gotta dissolve them. I'm rapping like I got a life to lose. This money is what I'm about to move. Been breaking records since a young in school. Shout out to Cody, he got me through. Boss man, we run the business. You wanna talk, hit our assist. Can't answer your call, I'm stuck in a meeting. Raising your voice, you're catching some feelings. Our music is breaking the ceilings. Oh, the love and the world we receive. We back with the mob. This dude we love, yo. Haters that's stuck in below, breaking the odds. A PA in FOBS issue. RBM don't really talk. What are the odds that a brother might fall? Black man, I managed to get myself over. You know that I might be next coming over. I got a team and we cut the game open. I might be the dopest, I might be the coldest, but I can still get me a Jennifer Lopez. The flow left me causes tsunami colossus. The wave is a cut when the board is the ball.
Got couple of honeys, they call me, but I don't know want them. I need all these paper, these hundreds.
Yeah, my homie, we ball.
ballin', oh yeah, we allin', oh yeah, we storming, the drip is dissolving. We got the name on the map, here we marking. They gon' be sleeping, the boys gon' be popping.
We gonna pop straight to the top.
Yeah.
And we ain't don't really talk. You know where the blood, we in the rap line. Cutting the weeds in the crops.
Man, either you in it or rather you're not. Man, there is no difference, just they kick your spy. Yeah, we got the mercy, the conscience, the stock. 2021, we about to do a lot. 2021, we about to do a lot. You're pushing us back, we rolling every bond. Homies go in circles when I look around. Our work be further straight up from the ground. I'm the messiah, surrender you bound. I got it in me, no need for ultrasound. My homie, I'm proud, I was lost, now I'm found. I built this from ashes, never let it dust. I'm gonna take it back like I'm pulling the clock. Body bag a feature, really, I ain't gon' stop. Why don't we sit back and take it from the top? Reply to these rappers looking out for clout. Better let me out. I ain't gon' let these people run in their mouths. I got soldiers, never let me shout. Yeah, I ain't gon' let these people run in their mouths. I got soldiers, never let me shout. Yeah, waiting on me. I ain't tryna act on Adam and Eve. These girls ain't ready, they after my cheese. Me and my bros on the highway going crazy. Yeah, we pull up with the tank on E. We just tryna get the hype you need. Wallin' out crazy, feeling like DC. Ultra 4 dwellers, call me Master C. Yeah, I'm getting the bag, I'm kicking the bag. I mean, they after my bag, I'm getting them off my D. They tryna pretend, but then again, yeah, I can see. They tryna prevail, I'm seeing them closing in. Yeah, let me clink their clocks, let a homie nose bleed on the spot. Yeah, let me bleed, let me shout. I'm making a statement, I'm counting you out. Yeah, we in the zone, yeah. Records broken, yeah, we own. Yeah, yeah, don't call my phone. Yeah, I'm out here chilling with my bros. Yeah, yeah, we in the zone, yeah. Crew in the city, they know. Yeah, yeah, we in the zone, man. Crew in the city, they know, yeah.
All right, guys, that was Ballin' here on the Cody Springer Show. So let's go ahead and dive into this here. I'm going to give you guys my first unpopular opinion, and that is our society isn't strong enough emotionally, and people take things too seriously. That is absolutely true, because so often you see it, man. Like, if somebody says something, you know, and people don't necessarily agree with it, they're offended. You know, they're like, they're so ass hurt about it. You know, they're like, oh my God, that makes my asshole bleed. I'm pissed. Fuck this person. Or if someone makes a joke, like, you know, Dave Chappelle. You know, Dave Chappelle made some jokes here recently on his last stand-up, and people were calling to cancel Dave Chappelle, saying that he's transphobic and shit like that. Dude, it's comedy, dude. It's jokes. See, that's the thing. I think comedians are the ones that are suffering the most nowadays because, you know, they can't even make one little joke without getting, you know, chastised or people getting so upset. Yeah, man, like, people are just so weak nowadays, you know? They're not strong, you know? Like, you know, and that's the thing, too. Like, I'm not saying, you know, that, you know, everybody should be strong, because sometimes people can't be that strong, you know? If they have a mental disorder, you know, like, if they have depression, anxiety, and stuff like that, you know, it can be tough, you know? But you know, me, I consider myself to be a strong person because I've been through so much shit and I'm still here. However, there are some people that are easily offended by the very littlest of shit. And it's like, dude, calm the fuck down. Why are you getting so offended? I mean, I think it's kind of like a trend thing too. Like, oh, it's the popular thing to get upset about shit. I really think that that's what it is, you know? I think people think it's cool to be offended by stuff. If that makes sense. My second unpopular opinion: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all other social media sites are destroying communication. Yes, because ever since social media came into the picture, there's been very little, like, in-person communication. Like, you know, everyone talks to each other on social media, but, like, it's at the same time damaging to communication. Because things get misconstrued and shit gets, like, taken out of proportion and like, people get pissed, you know? And, like, and people are just so fucking hateful to each other on social media. You know, social media is contributing to the downfall of our society. You know, it goes back to My Society is Fucked podcast. Because social media is playing an integral part in that. You know, because people forget, like, how to talk to each other. It's fucking crazy, man. You know, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, TikTok, and any other social media websites, yeah, are absolutely destroying the communication, for sure. My next one is, the smartphone is the most dangerous device you ever touched. That is 100% fucking true. Because smartphones, because smartphones, like, you can damage a friendship really easily. And plus, smartphones are so distracting. You know, like, texting and driving, you know, like, that shit in itself is dangerous. Distracted driving is dangerous. Just the whole smartphone, like, it's not the smartphone itself. It's the people using the smartphone that makes the smartphone dangerous. It's nuts. You know, it's almost like as if the smartphone should be banned. Next, unpopular opinion. We shouldn't be quick to believe someone when they accuse another of assault. Yes, because there's been so many false accusations thrown out there, you know, of sexual assault, you know, and this is a topic that I've covered at length on this podcast before with multiple different types of celebrities, you know, whether it was talking about Chris Hardwick when he was accused of sexual assault, or Deshaun Watson, you know, like, that's still going on. You know, we shouldn't be quick to believe someone when they accuse another of sexual assault, because, you know, the Me Too movement has definitely led to this becoming a thing. And then you see people like, you know, Bill Cosby accused of stuff that may or may not have happened 20 to 30 years ago. But because in today's world, accusing someone of sexual assault, falsely accusing someone of sexual assault, is okay. And our corrupt-ass, you know, judicial system, you know, will wrongfully convict somebody when they didn't do anything wrong. You know, so yeah, we shouldn't be so quick to believe somebody. I mean, should accusations of sexual assault be taken seriously? Absolutely. 100%. But at the same time, it should be investigated. You know, it should be properly investigated. You can't take somebody at their word about this type of shit. You can't. You can't, because they could be lying. My next unpopular opinion is that I think people have too much belief in freedom. Yes, you know, I live in America, you know, in the United States of America, the land of the free. And I think people, like, oh, we have freedom. Well, freedom ain't necessarily free. I mean, yeah, you can say whatever you want, you know, you can practically do whatever you want as long as within the confines of the law, but you don't really have all that much freedom. you know, if you do something wrong, if you piss off the wrong person, your freedom can be taken from you at any given time. And I don't think people could necessarily realize that. You know, they're like, oh, well, I live in America, so I have freedom. To an extent, you do. But not 100%. But yeah, people definitely have too much belief in freedom. My next unpopular opinion is that I'm pro-choice. Yes, I am pro-choice. I've always been pro-choice. I believe that women, you know, have the right to do whatever they want with their own fetus. Do I think abortion is okay? No, I do not. But I do believe that women have the right to do what they want with their fetus. You know, because that's the thing. Women are the ones who give birth to the babies. Not the men. I mean, yeah, men have a hand in it. Men have a hand in it, definitely. Men can create lives. But they're not the ones that are giving birth to the lives. You know, they're not the ones giving birth to the babies. It's the women's job. You know, I think I've covered it before on the podcast. You know, I think abortion is okay in rare circumstances. Like if a woman got raped and she became pregnant because of that rape, then I believe the woman should have the right to, you know, have the abortion. Now, some women keep the baby, you know. Yeah, but I think that abortion is okay in special circumstances. But at the same time, you know, I am pro-choice. I don't agree with abortions, but at the same time, you know, I'm pro-choice. My next unpopular opinion is that so many people are desperate for love, and they forget to take the time to love and learn themselves. See, that's the thing. Like, people feel like they need to be in a relationship to feel complete. Like, oh my God, if I'm not with somebody, then I can't move on. I can't exist and I can't coexist in life if I'm not with somebody. Dude, that is 100% bullshit, man. Like, that's the thing. Someone can function without being with somebody. You know, like, if you can't learn to love yourself, then how are you going to love somebody else? You know, like, people need to take time for self-care, you know, and it's not a selfish thing. It's not a selfish thing. But yeah, people are desperate for love, but they don't love themselves. Like, they only feel complete when they're with somebody. No, you should be with somebody because you want to, you know, be with them and love them and for them to love you. But you shouldn't be in a relationship to feel complete as a person. My next unpopular opinion is a happy wife, happy life is bullshit. It is 100% bullshit because that's the thing. I've seen it a lot of times, like guys who work 40 hours a week or more tend to take their whole entire paycheck and give it to their wife. And they operate under the mindset, happy wife, happy life. No, like, that's the thing. I think you're just giving license to your wife to run your life and to just control you. I don't agree with that shit, man. I just think that's bullshit. You know, like, you should both be happy. It should be about what you both want, not what your wife wants. Because that's just fucking selfish in my book, man. Because sometimes you need to piss your wife off. You do. Sometimes you do need to piss her off. You know, maybe she's got her head up her ass for some reason. Sometimes you need to piss her off. So that way she can see her bullshit. Sometimes you need to do that, man. All right, my next unpopular opinion is that football is more of America's sport than baseball is. Yes. I mean, football, man, like, that is America's sport right there, man. Now, baseball, got nothing against it, you know. I got nothing against baseball, but I believe that football is definitely more of America's favorite pastime than baseball is. That's just how I feel. You know, with football, I feel like there's more passion, you know, and it's more a representation of the American spirit than baseball is. That's just my opinion. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree. The next unpopular opinion is that you don't need a college degree to get a job. Right. I mean, you don't have to go to college. You know, I do think that college is a waste of time unless you know exactly what you're going to school for. Like, if you want to be a doctor, then yeah, I mean, having a college degree is necessary. You know, to go to medical school. If you want to be a lawyer, then yeah, you got to go to law school. If you're looking for those specific type of jobs, then yeah, college is necessary. But a college degree is not necessary for every single job. You know, there's been plenty of people who never went to college who have gotten by without it. So, I mean, it all just depends, really. It all really depends what you want for yourself. My next unpopular opinion is that dating apps aren't a good foundation for a relationship. Dating apps in general, in my opinion, just don't work because it allows a person to be picky. You know, like if a guy likes a girl and he messages her and says, "Hey, you know, I checked out your profile. You know, I think you're attractive. I'd like to get to know you. You know, you seem pretty cool." But if the girl, like, looks at the guy and she sees something that she doesn't like, then she's not going to message back. So that's another thing that allows people to be picky. You know, instead of getting to know a person, you know, they just judge them based on their looks. You know, because this person could have a great personality. But just because they're not attractive enough for you, then you don't give them the time of day. So yeah, I think dating apps definitely aren't a good foundation for a relationship. And I just think dating apps in general are just bullshit because you got a lot of people on there who's crying on there saying how they're so lonely and shit because they're single and they would like to meet somebody nice and stuff. And then they have a nice person message them who really wants to know them and is genuine and everything. But just because they don't fit a certain type, then they won't give them the time of day. And I just think that's so fucking shitty, man. But, you know, that's just dating apps in general, man. You know, I mean, here's the thing. People are picky enough as it is when it comes to partners, you know. But dating apps just make it a lot, hell of a lot worse, you know. Because that's the thing, like, you can put a bunch of pictures on your dating profile, you know, and you can clean them up with filters and stuff like that, but it's not a representation of who you are in your daily life. All right, my next unpopular opinion is that a lot of people think it's cool to be around 24/7, but that's unhealthy. People need their space. Yeah, it's true, man. Like, that's the thing. Like, people, you know, want to be up their girlfriend or boyfriend's ass 24/7. But no, you need to give that person their space. They need time away from you, you know. And it's not because you don't love them. No, you want to give them their space so that way they can do their own thing. You know, and then time apart is actually a good thing for some relationships, you know. Because, I mean, right now, my girlfriend and my son, they're at her parents' house, so my son is having time with Grandma and Grandpa, and, you know, Crystal's hanging out with her parents, spending time with them, while I get to be by myself and do my own thing. She's giving me that space that I need to do my own thing. So yeah, it's not a bad thing to give somebody a little bit of space. So that way when they do come home, you know, like, yeah, like you feel, you know, like you feel you had, you know, you got your space. So you feel like you got, you know, some personal time to yourself. My next unpopular opinion is that the internet makes dumb people dumber. Yes, 100%, man. You know, because there's a lot of ignorant-ass motherfucking people on the internet. And I just feel like the internet makes them dumber. You know, and that's why we get trolling and people, you know, that just, you know, want to say asinine, ignorant shit to you. You know, it's because they have the platform to do that. You know, there are some people who I think should not just have, just shouldn't have internet access because of the shit that they do. But they have internet access, just like you do. So that, you know, there's going to be some trolling, there's going to be some stupid shit that happens. It just makes people dumber. And then also, you know, there's also the conspiracy theories too, you know. Like people just believe this shit that's not true. And then they tell another person, and then they believe it, and then they tell another person, and then they believe it. And then the cycle continues. Makes people dumber. The next one is that execution is more important than strategy. Yes, because you can build a fantastic plan from start to finish. Like, look, you know, I got this plan. I think it's going to really work. And if it does, it's going to pay off, you know. And then some people just don't execute the plan. And then their strategy was for nothing. Yeah, execution is more important than strategy. Getting the shit done. You know, getting the shit done. So that way, you know, your strategy was a success. Because if you don't execute the strategy, then your strategy sucks. It's all about execution, man. And then my last unpopular opinion is that IQ is real. And it matters. Yes, it does matter. You know, intelligence. A lot of people in this world are very intelligent. And there are some people who are just fucking stupid. You know, like, there are just people who are just really fucking stupid. So, like, you can tell when someone doesn't have a strong IQ. But yeah, it's real. And it matters. Point blank. Alrighty, guys. I think that'll conclude this podcast. I'd like to thank Records Broken for sponsoring this podcast episode. You can follow Records Broken on Instagram at RecordsBroken20. Follow BoyNBN at BoyNBN360. Follow Master C. Gplatt at Master_C_Gplatt. And be on the lookout for guest interviews in the future. All right, guys, take care, and I'll talk to you all very soon. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram at the Cody Springer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.